The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But despite the conflict raging in the Middle East, many influencers in Dubai are now posting gushing videos on social media about how wonderful the UAE's leadership is. So why is this happening? And is the UAE really safe? Or is this propaganda? Well, joining me now is human rights lawyer and barrister Keelan Gallagher Casey, who's been writing about this. Good morning, Keelan.
Good morning.
Now, we have been watching for days now these missiles being shot down. I see in the last couple of minutes, Sky is reporting that there are multiple blasts being heard in Doha. But if you're scrolling on social media, influencers living in the UAE paint a different picture. They talk about feeling safe, feeling looked after. What is going on and why is it happening?
Yeah, thanks very much. The first thing to say is obviously my heart goes out to all of those people who are caught up in this for whatever reason. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to hear those clips, and nothing I am saying undermines that in any way. And I've got to say, I think the work that's been done by Alison Milton, the Irish ambassador to the UAE, Qatar and Kuwait and the Department of Foreign Affairs to bring people home has been superb. So I just want to make that clear right at the outset. What we're seeing on social media is really two things, both of which are very unthinking. The first, like you say, these gushing videos which people are putting out as saying, I feel completely safe here because of the people who are in leadership in the UAE. This kind of a meme which is going about, a template which is being used by a lot of them, which says, you live in Dubai, aren't you scared? And then there's this reassuring music and it cuts to these images of Emirati leaders saying, no, because I know who's protecting us. Now, that's being put out in large part because influencers are reliant on the Emirates authorities in order to continue their role. They've got to get a license in order to operate. And there's been a very clear warning by the UAE authorities that the country's cybercrime law will be used against people if they spread what's called false news, rumours or misleading information. So the message is clear, you know, support the UAE, say that the UAE is safe, and people are jumping to it. The second thing, Claire, which is very troubling, is a number of influencers are posting completely tone-deaf content, really quite shocking. And that's one of the things I highlighted in my piece for the Journal. I'll just give you one example. A woman called Shona Sibiri, who's a British woman who writes for the Daily Mail, divides her time between England and Dubai, wrote a piece a couple of days ago. And this is a genuine headline, Claire. I'm trapped and under attack in Dubai while back home in Chichester. My daughters are furious. The labradoodles are sick. And worst of all, I left my Manjaro pen in the fridge. I mean, you couldn't make it up. It's like satire, really, what she's written. It's all about the lack of bottled water in the Waitrose across the road. She actually says this. It appears that I'm not only trapped in a war zone, I'm going to get fat again as well, because she expected to only be away for a week and she's left her GLP-1 pen in the fridge because she thought she was away for a week. And now, very disruptive for her, she's away for longer. I mean, that is the kind of content which some people are posting. Utterly tone deaf and very concerning.
But this whole thing has revealed, I mean, this is news to me. I wasn't aware, more fool me, of the deals that influencers are getting to relocate to places like Dubai and to post this kind of content. I mean, this in itself is a business model, isn't it? Where they are invited to these places, they're given a golden visa and all sorts of other perks to locate there and essentially to do the leadership's bidding when it comes to propaganda.
That's exactly right. And look, it's part and parcel of this culture washing, which UAE does. Saudi Arabia does the same thing. You know, so what we see with a number of countries in the region is they hide away their very dubious, problematic human rights record, and they present themselves as being a modern, progressive place. And having influencers posting this kind of gushing, positive content is part and parcel of that. It's also why you saw in Saudi Arabia last year hosting a comedy festival. It's why you've seen things like the Hay Festival running in the UAE, for example, where actually a Gulf Royal was accused of sexual assault. So it's part and parcel of this, painting a very different picture. And there's been some really superb work done by an Irish journalist, Miguel Delaney, who's written a book about sport washing and how many of these countries engage in sport washing. But this is culture washing. And the influencers are part and parcel of that apparatus which tries to paint the UAE as a very, very different place to the place I see, having practiced for 25 years as a human rights lawyer, and I'm afraid having had many, many clients who've fallen foul of the regime in the UAE.
But if you are there now and you're caught up in this situation, if you don't play ball with what they're asking you to do, you could be in serious trouble. I mean, you outlined the law at the start there, but you cannot publish anything that causes panic or public confusion. So you must be on message or you face very serious consequences.
That's right. And under the country's cybercrime law, just so people have a sense of what the penalties are, penalties include imprisonment of up to 5 years, fines of up to 3 million in the local currency, which is over 700,000 euro. And then the other kind of more subtle threat is, since the 1st of February this year, all influencers and content creators have to obtain this mandatory advertiser permit from the UAE Media Council to publish any promotional content, paid or unpaid. And those permits can be revoked if the person fails to comply with stringent media regulations. So people will be very alert to that. But it's also worth saying, many people have drunk the Kool-Aid. You know, many people who were there, you know, who say things like, this is a haven, you know, it's tax-free, very low tax, very good for me financially, very good weather, you know, are people who have gone there wearing golden blindfolds and who have not been alert to the geopolitics of the region and have not been alert to the true picture in UAE. And some pattern we've seen over the last number of years, which always really troubles me, is you get sudden awareness for a moment when there's a shocking case. Like, say, for example, Roscommon woman Tori Towey in 2024, her case, you know, suddenly there was a lot of attention on it. People were thinking of the UAE in a different way, but then it's gone in a puff of smoke and people are back to thinking of UAE as this, you know, glamorous, safe location without ever really questioning, well, why is it that it's this safe given where it is in the region, and without ever really thinking about its human rights record.
But for the UAE then, this business model of inviting influencers in to live there and have this sort of a lifestyle and broadcast it around the world, it's a successful model. I mean, it's doing the job for them, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. And that's one of the really concerning things, because when you look at a country like Russia or you look at a country like Iran, people know what they're getting. They know that they're dealing with a regime which is not human rights compliant. But one of the really problematic things with UAE and also with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is that there's a mismatch between how they're perceived and the reality on the ground. The same is also true of Hong Kong, where one of my clients is detained. So they present themselves, the business model is that they present themselves as a haven in the region, a place where it's safe to do business, a place that's progressive and modern. And there's this seamy underbelly which is hidden unless you get caught out. I should say, some of my clients over the years in the UAE have been people who had drunk the Kool-Aid and who had gone there thinking that it was a safe location. And then suddenly when something went wrong, they realized the other side of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've acted, for example, for a commercial lawyer who was based there, who ended up being jailed because of liking some social media posts by Human Rights Watch and by Amnesty International, for example.
For liking, you know, suddenly, a post.
Well, exactly right. And there's many of those cases where people have simply liked posts or have reposted content which criticizes UAE leaders, and they find themselves on the wrong side of their very, very draconian laws. And if I can just give a couple of other examples, I mentioned in the piece Tori Towey's horrendous experience. I don't know if listeners will remember that, but she is someone who was a victim of assault and then was treated herself as a criminal, charged with attempted suicide as a crime and alcohol consumption. And she's spoken out very powerfully since she's come back about being taken to the police station, utterly terrified, on the night she tried to take her own life. So one of the worst moments of her life, as a victim of assault, feeling suicidal, she's then criminalized. And she, when she returned to Dublin Airport, urged people to think of the other women languishing in UAE jails. Now, they are not people who influencers have in their sights, but they should. Mm-hmm. And we certainly should have them in our sights. And this is not just me saying it. These are very clear views from organizations like Human Rights Watch and from UN special rapporteurs, who are quite clear on what UAE really is. It is not a rule of law compliant place. It is not a place where human rights are respected, unfortunately. And the influencers' glamorous picture hides that.
Keelan, it's an eye-opener. Thank you so much for telling us about it. Keelan Gallagher there, who's a human rights lawyer and barrister.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.